Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running with podcast number 34, How to Find a Running Group. Last time we talked about the value of running with a group, but how do you find a group? Here's several ideas for you. Number one, on the internet, do a search for these groups of words. One that you should try is running plus the name of your city. Another to try is running group plus the name of your city. And a third one would be running club plus the name of your city. Make sure you include the name of your city or else you'll get a lot of responses, but they won't be local. You definitely find my local running group if you did any of those. We would come up number one. So I think that'll work probably pretty well in all cities. However, some running clubs have been around for a long time, and either they don't have a website or nobody keeps it up, in which case it might not come up high at the top. So anyway, that's one idea. Number two, go to the rrca.org website. RRCA stands for Roadrunner Clubs of America. There you'll find a Find a Club button. Click that button and search under your state and your city. Number three, ask other runners. Seriously, wherever you see a group of runners, just ask them. Maybe they're a part of a group. Most people are extremely friendly and would love to tell you about their group. Number four, ask at local gyms. Many of them will have a running group, although you might have to be a member of the group of the gym in order to participate in their running group. Number five, check the local newspaper. My local paper has a weekend supplement about exercise and healthy living, and they have a column in that where they list all different kinds of exercise groups in this town, some of them free, some of them are small fee. So I imagine a lot of cities have that. Number six, go to meetup.com. If you're not familiar with meetup.com, it's a website where anyone can go and start up a group and schedule what they call meetups, which is just what it sounds like. When you register, you'll be asked to put in your interests, and then you'll see a list of meetup groups that have already been established in your area for people who share those interests. Then you'll have an opportunity to click on those and become a member of each of those groups. Then, each time that group has any kind of a get-together, you'll be invited to it. The larger your city, the more meetups there are likely to be. And the meetups could be, you could find a meetup for knitting, you could find one for, it could be for a book club, it could be for people interested in remote control cars. So there are all different kinds of meetups, but you're certainly, in most cities, you're going to find several meetups that are actually groups of people meeting up for the purpose of running together. My city has several meetups, including a meetup running group that I started. Seven, another possibility, what I just said, is that you could start your own running meetup group on meetup.com. Anybody can do that. You don't have to be a coach. One caveat, though, I'd say, is that you should make it clear to everyone that you're not a coach, that you're only organizing a meetup for the purpose of having people to run with. There's not one thing wrong with that. You can set it up in only a few minutes. Then, anyone who's a member of meetup.com who has indicated an interest in running will receive an email that you have just started a meetup group for running. Now, there is a fee for that, not to join other groups, but for you starting a meetup group, you do have to pay a certain amount per month. And honestly, I can't remember how much it is that I pay. You'll be notified if any person joins the group, and then you can contact that person and go from there. Although I had already been organizing weekend groups for like 2 years, and I had a Facebook group of over 1,000 people, a friend still suggested that I start a meetup group because she figured some people aren't on Facebook and wouldn't know about it, and this would allow me to get in contact with a whole different group of people. So I did that. I think it's probably been about 2 months since I did that, and I have another 50 people now. I think 55 actually that have joined my Run Tampa local meetup group. Number eight, ask at your local specialty store. Your specialty running store will host very likely one or more group runs per week. And if they don't, they'll certainly know of clubs and groups in your area. And just an aside, your local running store should be a place where you should consider them a resource for any questions that you have about anything in your city regarding running. Number 9, check Craigslist. Depending on your city, it may be easy to find a running group or many running groups there. Number 10, ask high school cross-country coaches. They should be a good resource for you, or local college coaches as well. Number 11, check for a team in training group in your city. That's team in training. You can find them by going, again, to the internet and Googling team in training and the name of your city. Number 12, go to imathlete.com and active.com. imathlete is imathlete.com and active.com, active.com. Those sites list races. Most of you have probably used those sites to find races many times. You may have noticed that a lot of running clubs are also listed there. Number 13, if you live in an area that hosts a large race, the events director may sponsor a training group. And even if they don't sponsor a group, they may list a local, they may have a list of local running groups as a resource on their website. So try that. Number 14, check for runs that are sponsored by local bars. In my town, we have no less than 5 bars that each hold a weekly run. Then people hang out for beer and food, which is inexpensive, if not free. These tend to be very casual and unstructured, which is a good thing. We have local bars here that have runs every week that some of them get well over 100 people at each run. But then we're in a very large metropolitan area. Number 15, as a last resort, join an organized online group. This is certainly nothing like having an in-person group to train with, but you'll still enjoy the camaraderie of the other runners, even if it is online. Now, the next thing you need to look at is whether the group you do find is the right one for you. Most importantly, find out if the people in the group are of your same skill level, in other words, your same ability or experience. One thing I've discovered is that people should only run with other runners of their same level. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't be in a group that's very diverse. That's great. Hopefully, you'll find a diverse group that caters to people of any level. That's a good situation. Let's say there are 35 people in the group. You should certainly find 4 or 5 that are about your same pace. For that reason, the larger the group, the better. It's just that what I'm saying is, if you find a group and maybe the group is 10 people and it might be a close-knit group that are all from basically, maybe they're approximately the same ability level and age group and they stay together when they run, and you get there and you feel out of place because it looks like they're all in their mid-20s and run a 20-minute or under 5K, and you're in your mid-40s and you're doing a 35-minute 5K, you're going to feel out of place. So I would say what you should do, and here's the other thing, is I wouldn't want you trying to keep up with them. If you did, you could injure yourself even in the very first run. So what I would do when you find out about any group, whether you're talking to someone on the phone or on the internet or you're talking to the people at a specialty running store, tell them your speed, tell them the distance you like to run, give them an idea what you're training for, and ask them if that would fit in appropriately with that particular group. Find out if it's a coached group as well, because some running groups, many of them are also coaching groups. That may work out very well, but it's critical that you join a group that is appropriate for your ability and goals. Some groups are largely comprised of post-high school and collegiate runners, as I said, running under a 20-minute 5K, and that's just not going to work for you unless that is you. This is not appropriate for a great many runners, and it's certainly not appropriate for someone doing 60 miles a week and 1 5K a month. When you talk to the person who organizes a group, make sure you ask the average speed of the person in the group and find out if there are other people of your speed. Do not assume that you're too old for a group or too slow for a group. Believe me, there are many more people running 35-minute 5Ks than people doing 25-minute 5Ks. It's all a matter of finding the right group. I have people regularly email me and say something like, I'm gonna come out and run with your group on Saturday, but I'm a little nervous about keeping up because I've never run with a group before. Well, I always knock myself out to try to put them at ease because I have designed my group to be for anybody, and I welcome people of all levels, and I discourage people from trying to run fast to keep up with others, and I discourage faster runners from feeling like they need to go slower and hang back to be with other runners. Here's my philosophy. If faster runners feel like they have to go slower to stay with the group or to stay with other people, or if slower runners feel like they have to run faster to stay with the group or to stay with other people in the group, they're not going to be comfortable and they're not going to come back. That's not the point. I want everybody to have a good time, to do what they want to do, to run as far as they want at the speed that they want. And I think other running groups, it's best if they organize that way. But you need to have a lot of people. If you have 10 people and they're 10 different levels, then there's not as much advantage to having the group because they won't be able to run together. So that's why I always try to get as many people to come out as possible, and that's why it's nice to join a very large group. Now, some groups charge a fee, either per run, monthly, or yearly. I've never seen any group or any running club or running group that I thought overcharged. For the most part, I think they over-deliver by a long shot. I charge $25 a year to be a part of my running club, and that's about typical. Essentially, that pays for me to supply water for the runners for the year. A couple of cautions. Be careful. If when the group starts, you discover the group is going too fast for you, don't kill yourself trying to keep up. Go your pace. Remember, 70 to 80% of your miles should be run at an easy conversational pace. Do not feel pressured into going too fast. If they're too fast, let them get away from you. Just trot along at your pace. You'll be fine. If you've listened to most of my podcasts, you know the main principles of smart, safe, effective running training. If the group you join is not training wisely, don't start training like them. Instead, enlighten them. I hope this helps you find a group. Please post any questions or comments on the Mojo for Running Facebook page. That's a great place to interact with myself and others. I check it at least once a day, usually several times a day. If you have never run with a group, please use this information and go out and find one. You may think it would be no big deal, but it will be. I've run into people on the trail where I often run and invited them to our group runs. They weren't even looking for a group, but once they came, they kept coming back, week after week. One young woman I met that way told me that joining my group was life-changing. That's a big deal. Give it a try. My mom has a group. She calls her Dominoes Group. They've been meeting once a month to play dominoes and catch up since their college days. She's 83 now. The group has gotten pretty small for obvious reasons, but imagine how valuable it is to each of them. Your running friends will be lifelong friends too. That's all for today. Remember, if you're struggling with being on a running plateau, or if you have any other specific running problem, you can click the program button on my mojoforrunning.com site and then click on phone conference. You'd be surprised at how much we can accomplish in 30 to 45 minutes on the phone. If you're on a running plateau and trying to break through to faster times or farther distances, then instead of calling it a phone conference, I call it an intervention, which is exactly what it is. Expect big changes in your training and even bigger changes in your performance. If you like this podcast, I would really appreciate it if you would do one of these two things. Go to iTunes.com and in the iTunes store, click Podcasts, and then go to Mojo for Running. Then either write a short one-sentence review or just click a number of stars. That would be extremely helpful to me as I try to get my podcast to the top of its category. In case you haven't noticed, I'm a bit competitive. The other thing is that you could send me an email testimonial. I'm going to start a page of my website, mojoforrunning.com, that is specifically devoted to testimonials. If you have questions, please go to my Mojo for Running Facebook page, click the like button, and ask your question. I keep a close eye on that page, as I mentioned before. I'll certainly answer your question. Now, here's today's quote. In the end, it's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years. So true. What kind of running adventures do you have planned in your future years? If you're in the habit of just running alone on the roads near your home, here's your call to action. Find a running group. Give it a chance. Schedule some kind of exciting new and different kind of run or a place to run, and then start training for that event. Running provides all kinds of new and different opportunities to put life in your years.